It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A rollback of COVID-19 restrictions means Colorado restaurants will be able to resume in-person dining next week. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The new guidelines will help restaurant owners who are struggling to draw diners in the cold weather. But capacity will still be capped at 25% across much of the state. Chris Fuselier is the owner of Blake Street Tavern, a sports bar in downtown Denver. He says 25% capacity is not enough to keep most restaurants alive, especially those that can't rely on takeout and delivery.
It's a lifeline. It's a start, but it's something that cannot be sustained for a period of time.
Still, he's grateful to be able to serve people inside at all. He plans to rehire 35 people. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
LGBTQ community leaders are concerned that distrust of the medical field will stop vulnerable people from getting a COVID-19 vaccine. Marty Moore with the group Out Boulder County says a lack of gender and sexuality training often blocks LGBTQ people, and especially transgender people, from the healthcare they need.
Doctors may or may not be trained around LGBTQ issues, but the receptionist isn't. So you're sitting in the waiting room, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, this is so painful. Why do I have to, like, come out over and over again to people I don't know?
The group is doing a survey on its blog. Moore hopes the feedback will help the group hold educational events to encourage vaccination. The new year means higher taxes on nicotine products in Colorado. The tax on a pack of cigarettes is now nearly $2. For other tobacco products, it's 50% of the retail price. And vaping products are now being taxed for the first time. Tax revenues will go mostly to education and to affordable housing and efforts to prevent nicotine use. The weather forecast has mostly sunny skies today and into the weekend. This is CPR News.